Voices with Joshua Watkins, where we bridge divides and foster unity through balanced, unbiased political news and insightful discussions that connect us all. I'm your host, Joshua Watkins. In today's episode, we'll be covering a significant development in the 2024 presidential election, where Vice President Kamala Harris has selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her vice presidential running mate. So sit back and let's dive right in. Good day, listeners. We kickstart today's discussion with the major announcement from the Harris campaign, the selection of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate for the 2024 general elections. This decision comes at a time when the Democratic Party is regrouping after President Biden concluded his re-election campaign. What's interesting is that Harris and Walz are set to tour all seven battleground states, with their journey commencing in Philadelphia, marking Walz's first event as Harris's running mate. Diving deeper into the dynamics of the selection, Walz emerged victorious from a pool of potential running mates in the likes of Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, among others. He is well respected for his work in rural communities and exemplifies the Democratic priorities. Now, his selection is seen to strategically enhance support in the crucial Midwestern blue wall states, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, considered crucial for a Democratic victory. On a personal note, Walz, a Nebraska native, has an impressive and diverse background. At 60 years old, he served the Army National Guard for 24 years, and with hands-on experiences as a school teacher and a football coach, talk about diversity. His political stint started in the House of Representatives back in 2006, and it was all uphill from there, contributing significantly as the governor of Minnesota. His tenure as governor saw several challenges and achievements, particularly regarding his approach to the pandemic and George Floyd's incident. With a Democratic-controlled state legislature, he was able to make headway in Democratic priorities, such as gender-affirming health care, recreational marijuana, free school meals, and a slew of other unfolding developments. Looking ahead, a Harris-Walz victory would make Walz the third vice president, hailing from Minnesota, following legends Hubert Humphrey and Walter Mondale. This duo's selection truly reflects their campaign strategy, leaning on a running mate with immense experience and popularity in key states. We'll keep an eye on the Harris-Walz campaign's progress and deliver balanced and in-depth updates as we draw closer to the 2024 election. Please share your thoughts with us by dropping a message. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. This brings us to the end of today's episode of Informed Voices with Joshua Watkins. Remember to check the show notes for links to articles and resources mentioned in this episode. Tune in next time for more balanced political news and insightful discussions. Stay informed and stay engaged, listeners. Until next time, this is Joshua Watkins signing off.